Okay, let's start our discussion of Brachas Daf Yud Beis. And today's topic will be a topic that comes up three times on this daf. That's one of the major topics in Maseches Brachas at the beginning here, and on this daf specifically, and that is the mitzvah, or the halacha, as we'll talk about, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us on Yud Beis Amun Aleph towards the bottom, Amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Bishvei Derav, Kol Shalo Amar Emes V'Yatziv, Shachris, Emes V'Emuna Arvis, Lo Yatsi Dechavaso. If we don't say Emes V'Yatziv or Emes V'Emuna, we're not Yotze. We're not Yotze. That's the ikker part of davening. Shneemar, and there's a remez to it. Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha, in the morning, where it's clarity, then that symbolizes we're able to say over Hashem's Chesed, V'Yatziv, V'Nachon, and Emuna at night. Rabbeinu Yonah has a beautiful shot of this, not for us now, but you can look at Rabbeinu Yonah right on this pasuk. But which Chove is this pasuk talking about? You're not Yotze, Yedei Chovaso. His obligation. His obligation for what? If you look at the Rambam just quotes the words, Lo Yasi Dei Chovaso. Well, the Hagos Bamonios on that Rambam, Yodei Chovaso, Chovas Birchos Kriyashma. That's part of Birchos Kriyashma. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Others say, it's not talking about the mitzvah of Kriyashma, right? Kriyashma, we know, is not included in that, but it could be the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, that's one of the pshatim given. Well, you're not Yotze if I don't mention V'yatzav Nacho and Emes Amuna, which talks not only about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but talks about the hemshach, the continuation of the process of Kriyas Yamsu V'chulu. So maybe that's what it is referring to. But either way, this is one maybe allusion to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The others we're going to get to are Mefurish, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon. In Simon Samach Vav, Kol mi shelo amar emes v'yatzav shachres ve'emes ve'emuna aris lo yasi dechovas ha-mitzvah kitikna. You are yotze the mitzvah kitikna. Avam, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo shelo yatzav klai de kriyashma, da kaimel on de brachas enem akmas le kriyashma, elo shay de kriyashma shelo, gam kein eno ra'ui v'yachzor al kapanim v'chulu. Okay, so it could be referring to the brachos. This line might not be referring to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's a maybe. But the other two deos, the other two lines on Yud Beis and Mabeis, talk mefurish about it. The Gemara tells us on Yud Beis and Mabeis, why is it that we say the parsha of tzitzis every single day? The third parsha of Kriyishma, why do we say that? Ask the Gemara. Parsha Sitzes, Bebnei Malo Kavua, Amar Yudah Bar Chaviva, Bebnei Sheyesh Ba Chamisha Dvarim. Because there are five important elements in the parsha of Sitzes. On the side, there's a Gersa of six. The question is how you count them. But what are they? Mitzvah Sitzes. Number one, the Mitzvah of Sitzes. Number two, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the last pasuk. Ani Yesham Alokecham, Asher Otzeis, Yetzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. All mitzvos. Das Minim, Hir Her Aveira, Hir Avodah Zarah. Again, those are not for us now. But number two on the list is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, that's the only one he quotes. That's the one he quotes. We say the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam says, why do we say the third Parsha every single day? The mitzvah of Kriyashma is at least the first two. V'dibartabam. You have to say those first two parshas to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. But the Rambam says, V'yachach parsha sitzes, shegam hi yesh batzivui al zechiras kol ha-mitzvos. Right? You say, as a mention of all the mitzvos, uzachartav is kol mitzvos Hashem, that is the reason given. I mean, that's one of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and all mitzvos mentioned, and that is why that is at least one of the reasons that the Rambam mentions. Then he continues and says, "Afal bishay mitzvah sitzes noegas balayla karonasa balayla bebnei sheish ba zikaron yisias mitzrayim umitzvah lahaskir yisias mitzrayim bayom uvalayla." And there's a mitzvah to mention yisias mitzrayim to remember that Hashem took us out of Egypt day and night. Shneemar lamantiskar siyobseisal meiris mitzrayim kol chamei chayacha, so that you remember that Hashem took us out every single day of your life. That's the Rambam. So again, the Rambam mentions Parsha Sitzes is Zechiras Kol HaMitzvos, and he mentions Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's two. If we continue reading in the Gemara, the Gemara continues and wonders. The Mishnah tells us, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim Alelos, the last Mishnah in the Perek, which we are familiar with from the Haggadah. We mentioned, the Tanakh, the Chachamim say that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim also at night. That's what the Rambam just paskin. Day and night. That is the Tanakama. Amar Blaz ben Azaria, Hareni Kevin Shivim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. Velo Zachisi Shete Amar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelas. I was never Zoche to say, we'll have to get into this Lashon, to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night until Ben Zoma Darshan, the Pasuk that the Rambam just quoted, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha means not only Yimei Chayecha, the days, Kol Yimei Chayecha means including the night. And the Chachamim say, no, Yimei Chayecha is Olam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Yimos HaMashiach, which we know from the Haggadah. But this is the mitzvah. It's mefurish. It's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by day and by night. The Mishnah says it, according to the Chachamim. The Rambam paskins this way in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Kriyashma, that there's a mitzvah to say Kriyashma every single day and every single night. Fine. If we look at the Minyan Mitzvos, the Smak, one of the Bali HaTosfos, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, counts this, as we would have expected, as a separate mitzvah Zasei Daraisa. The Smak in Mitzvah Kuf Yud 110, La Hazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dechsiv L'matiskar Yitzias Mitzrayim, La Kach Tikru Chachamim Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriyashma. That's why the rabbis told us how to fulfill this mitzvah Daraisa by saying the Parsha of Tzitzis every single day. V'gam Tikru Chachamim Emes V'yatsiv Emes Emuna. The Smak puts that into this mitzvah. The Smak mentions that. That's the illusion that I mentioned before. That in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is where the Smak mentions, and you also have to say Emes V'yatsiv and Emes V'emunah. But fine. What's surprising is the Rambam. The Rambam does not have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as one of the 613 mitzvahs. That is the mystery. Again, it does not mean that he doesn't hold that it's a mitzvah. Of course he holds it's a mitzvah. He says it explicitly. There's a mitzvah. That's his Lashon. U'mitzvah. Again, read the Lashon again in Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel. U'mitzvah lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom v'layla. But not every time the Rambam says mitzvah does he mean an independent mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that the Rambam does not quote. There are many mitzvahs the Ramban does not quote. Mitzvah doesn't mean one of the 613. There are many. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point this out. There are more than 613 mitzvahs. Right? There are 613. We think that's it. There are many mitzvahs, what he calls Ratzon Hashem, and the like. But there are many mitzvahs. For some reason, they're not counted as a separate independent mitzvah. This is one of them. The Rambam does not count Zechira. The Rambam does count Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah every night of Pesach, the every first night of Pesach. Lel Tesvav, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. It's a mitzvah daraisa to be misaper be Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll see if there's time at the end to talk about the differences between Sipur and Zechira. But Zechira is not a separate mitzvah. And the question is, why not? That's our topic. Why doesn't the Rambam count Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim? But through this question, we could learn to appreciate a little bit more this mitzvah as well, and some of the mefarshim here. So number one, the first suggestion might be that maybe the Rambam requires an explicit sivui in the Torah to count it as a separate mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, remember, Lashon Sivui. It says, do other mitzvos in order to remember. Right? Even the Rambam's pasuk, what does he quote? Laman Tizkar. He's not talking about the mitzvah of Zechira. Laman Tizkar. Says the Tzlach right here. Says the Tzlach, why isn't it counted separately? Kivan shlo nemra mitzvah zu, b'lashon sivui. Dima yakasuv, zacharis yom teischa. Like it says, zacharis yom ha-shavas lakacho, zacharis asher asalacha malek. Then you count it as a mitzvah. Hazen achshav is mitzvah la'atzma. Aval kivan dechsev laman tizkar, adela elkoi. V'nesinas tamu. It's giving a reason for the mitzvah of Pesach and Matzah. V'nasan tam, shal yidei zed, tizkaris yom teischa. Through eating matzah and eating mara, we will remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is an important halacha that you have to do every single day also. But it's not counted as a separate one. V'yavshe b'meila anu l'meidim. Even though b'meila, we then learn that it is a mitzvah every single day. Eino nichnas bechlal ramach mitzvos. Says the Tzlach that it is no separate mitzvah because it's not formulated as a tzivui. It's really the goal of other mitzvos. And this, of course, relates to the very well-known Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban discusses why are there so many mitzvahs that are Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. We've just explained, according to the Tzlach, the Nod B'Yehuda tells us there's no separate mitzvah for Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Ramban there, in a much celebrated piece, discusses why are there so many mitzvahs that remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's nothing even close. There is no other event in history that even has two mitzvahs that's meant to relate it. Har Sinai, maybe one mitzvah, as we discussed yesterday, Birchas HaTorah. To remember Ananei HaKavod, one mitzvah. To remember the walls of Yericho falling down, no mitzvos. Right, so Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, about 15. Kiddush, and Shabbos, and Yantif, and Tefillin, and Petach Hamor, and Pidyon HaBen, and many, many mitzvahs that are zechiras on Pesach, Matzah, Morer. So why are there so many? So that's the Ramban here in Parshas Bo, where he discusses why there's so many reasons. And he says, since the original days of Avodah Zarah, there's been many types of heretics in the world. Some of them deny everything. The world was always here. There's no such thing as God. And they reject everything. The Ramban says that most do not accept that extreme. Because after all, like how'd the world get here? There was an explosion. Usually after an explosion, there's a mess. And there's not perfect order of a system. So most agree, says the Ramban, that the Kodesh Baruch obviously created the world. But it doesn't mean that he's here anymore. He created the world, but he's a busy God. He went to create other worlds, and he's not involved anymore. And others say, no, he created the world. He still knows what's going on, but he's not all-powerful. He can't do everything he wants. They reject Hashgachas Hashem. The Yasu Adam Kidigei Hayam, quoting the pasuk in Navi. Shalo Yeshkiach Hakel Bayavemem Onesh Oschai. There's no Schar Veonesh. The Kasher says the Ramban. How in one fell swoop could HaKadosh Baruch Hu undermine all of these heretical views in a moment? Says the Ramban, by performing a miracle. Because when Hashem performs a nace, he's as if saying, "Hi, I'm here. I'm in charge. I could do whatever I want." Right? And that is why a nace means, what does the word nace mean? In Navi, the word nace means flag. We say it in Shmona Esrei. We say it every single day. V'sar nace l'kabez galuyosenu. That doesn't mean miracle. It means a flag. Hang up the, raise the flag to gather up all of the exiles. L'kabez galuyosenu. But it's the same idea, because a miracle is Hashem's flag. Hi, a flag means identity. When a country conquers a new area, they put a flag as if, we're here, this is ours. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle, it's as if Hashem is saying, hi, I'm here, I'm in charge. And that's what the Ramban says, that when a miracle is performed, all of these are undermined, especially if the miracle is forecast by a Navi. If a Navi says it's going to happen, then it's even more. Ki v'yasei imohem, v'kasha yirtza ha'alukim, v'edo b'yachad, v'yasei imohem mofes, b'shinim min hagosh ha'olam, v'tivo, yizbara lakol, bitol ha'deos ha'elu kulam. The nullification of all these opinions would come true. Ki ha'mofes ha'nifla more, she'yesh ha'olam eloka. There is a God, mechadsho, v'yodea, u'mashgiach, v'yachol, and he knows. And that undermines. Says the Ramban in the continuation, when was the most miraculous time period in the history of Am Yisrael? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to remember that everything is really miraculous. Right? We think we're used to it, teva. But really, teva is miracles, one after another, after another. And that's where the Ramban has his sharp words towards the end. We have to recognize that every single thing that happens to us in life is the miraculous. And he says, through the open miracles that we constantly recognize through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ademote Benitzim Nestarim, we're mode in the hidden miracles, which he calls Teva. She'ein la'adam chelek b'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody has a chelek in the Torah Moshe unless they believe Shekol, Dvarenu, Mikrenu, Shekolam Nisim, Ein Bohem Teva, Menagel Shel Olam. And those are things as Teva, again, part of a separate topic. But that's the Ramban, which is connected to this tzlach here, that there are many mitzvos that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Torah never says, remember. The Torah says there are many other mitzvos to remember, and that's why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Number one. Number two, the Prima Gadim suggests in his Hakdama to Hilchos Kriya Shema, maybe the mitzvah is even belief. You could even think it. You don't have to say anything. No, there are the mitzvah that is belief, says the Prima Gadim, maybe that's not appropriate to count it as a separate mitzvah. Unlike Sipur, it's Yis Mitzrayim. Sipur, it says, V'yigadat alabincha, that you have to say. But by Zechira, it's the most you're going to get is Amira, and to remember. So the Prima Gadim assumes that it can even be believed, and that's why the Rambam does not count this. That has two assumptions, which could argue on both. Number one, who says there aren't any mitzvahs believed? What, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem? You don't have to do anything, you have to think it and feel it. Number one. But more importantly, most Achronim assume that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot be believed. We have to say something every day. Sipur might have to say more, but you have to say something every single day. And whenever it says in the Torah, Zachor, the Medrash says it means, the Gemara says, Lahazkir. Zachor, to remember, means Lahazkir, to mention. Amalek, Zachar means lahazkir, to mention Amalek. Shabbos, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, means lahazkir, you have to make Kiddush. So many argue the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, the Shagas Aryeh. Many of the Achronim say that, no, of course you have to say Sadik is not believe. They don't all quote, though, it's a Beferi Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch himself says you have to say Beferish. Where? It's not going to be in the mitzvah of Zechariah Sidis Mitzrayim, because remember the Rambam, the Chinuch always follows the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't have a separate mitzvah. So the Chinuch is not going to have a separate mitzvah of Zechariah Sidis Mitzrayim. But he says it in the mitzvah of counting the years of Yovel. Mitzvah Shin Lamed in Parshas Bahar. So in that mitzvah where the Rambam, the Chinuch discusses counting the years of Yovel, the mitzvah upon Bezdin, towards the end he says, towards the middle, he says, Uke'ein inyan ze matzanu b'tar b'lashin zechira. We find other cases of zechira. D'chsiv b'inyan amalek zechira. Ba'al dvar miriam zechira. V'chsiv gamke zechira b'inyan yitzias mitzrayim. V'yal yitzias zechiras mitzrayim basu hakabala la'asosa b'peh. It says it b'feirish against the Prima Gadim. You have to say something. K'mosh amr zechonim l'vrachas. It says in brachas daf chafalef, Emes v'yasev daraisa v'shar zechiris dialono b'em zechiris alev. Other zechiris may be b'alev, but not this one. So the chinuch says b'feirish, that zechiras yisiyas b'tzrayim has to be b'peh, and therefore you can't say the suggestion of the Prima Gadim. Number two. Number three, third out of five. We're going to have five ideas. Third idea out of, to explain the Rambam, says the Ar Sameach. Rav Meir Simcha writes, maybe the Rambam does not count it because he holds it's a mitzvah d'rabanan. Again, a chiddush gadol of the Ar Sameach. Durabanan. What kind of Durabanan is this? We don't find any source of a takana. He says, Ki chipasti b'divrei Rabbeinu, b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, v'lo matzasi sheyimna mitzvah z'chir yisiyas b'shrayim. Laskiya, rak b'lal tesvav shal nisa, z'chir yisiyas b'shrayim. Why is that? So says the Rambam, says the Ar Sameach. Maybe it's alluded to in the idea that the Tzlach said before. Where the Tzlach said there's no specific command given. It's just that other mitzvahs are to remember. Says the Ar Sameach, it's clear from the Torah that that's important. It's important to remember. But it's not said in a lashon of a command. Chazal, therefore, understood that this is what Hashem would want. And this is where the Ar Sameach has a beautiful formulation. He says there are different types of takanas d'rabanan. Different types. Some takanas d'rabanan are based on what we would call siyag and gzeira. It's young. Don't write with your left hand on Shabbos because you might come to write with your right hand. Don't eat chicken and milk because you might come to eat meat and milk. Gzeiros siyagim, number one. Number two, inyanim shenischad shu achrei matan Torah. Mitzvos that are there because there's something that happened after matan Torah. Chanukah and Purim. That couldn't be in the Torah because it didn't happen yet. That's the second category of mitzvos d'rabanan. Number three, and this is the one for us, dinim that Chazal, by reading through the lines of the Torah and between the lines, they recognize this is what Hashem wants. V'yesh inyanim shehem hafakas ratzon habore af kilo hitil v'lo hichbid batar eschova. Things that Hashem would want, even though it's not formulated in the Torah as an obligation, but it's clear from the Torah that it should be an obligation. But Hashem kind of wants us to figure it out. Take part in the creative process of halacha. I'm not going to tell you to obligate it, but it's obvious that Hashem wants this to be obligated. Because there, kasher ro rashi haknesiyah, ki zeo afakas ratzon habore lo'ofan ha'yoser nirtze, his chayv u'bazeh. V'zeo ashlamas ratzon habore yisbarach. V'lochein mikri, can even be called daraisa. Because it's the ratzon daraisa, even though it's not obligated me daraisa. And it might be even suffik this lechumra in certain cases, because it's alluded to in the Torah. But either way, this is the Ar Sameach, which sounds like what I alluded to before. Rav Asher Weiss in Devarim Simen Nun Aleph and many other places talks about the concept of Ratzon Hashem. There are certain halachos / mitzvos that might not be mefurish, but it's clear that this is what Hashem wants. The two examples he always gives, Tsar Balechayim. What's the makar? The Gemara says, Tzar Balechayim Daraisa. Not allowed to put an animal in pain. What's the source? 11 sources quoted by the Rishonim. The Gemara never quotes a source. What's the real source? That there is no source. It's obviously what God wants. Ratzon Hashem, it might not be counted as a separate mitzvah or iser. And the other example he gives is the mitzvah of chinuch. All the Rishonim discussed, the mitzvah of chinuch, educating our children, is the mitzvah d'rabanan, rabbinic. What, so on a daraisa level, we don't have to educate our kids, we can let them do whatever they want, don't give them any education. The rabbanan r'machadesh, oh, a new idea, you have to teach your kids to follow Gashem. Of course not. Of course, the Torah wants us to educate our children. The details might be d'rabanan, put on a dar. It's of course a concept daraisa. So maybe that's the Aris Sameach says. Maybe that's the Kriyashma. Obviously, it's a concept that the Torah Hashem wants. But the details are Durabanan because it's one of the examples of Hafakas Ratzon Abore. That's the Aris Sameach right here in Hilchos Kriyashma. Fine. And then we get to the final two. Number four, says the Chazon Yechezkel, Yechezkel Abramsky, in his commentary on the Tosefta. And it's also quoted in the name of Reb Chaim. Maybe it's based on that Mishnah on our daf. What does the Mishnah say? Yemechayecha yamim kol yemechayecha alelos. We pass in like the Rabbanan. That you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim even at night. But what's the, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, I didn't know how to darshan this pasuk until Ben Zoma did. But then, I'm sorry, that's the Tanakama and Ben Zoma. But then the Chachamim say, no. Yemechayecha is olam hazeh, kol yemechayecha lavi yimosa Mashiach. That even after Mashiach comes, we're going to be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So one second, if you read the pashas of the Mishnah, is this a machlokas? Seems like a machlokas. So if you hold like the first shita, the Tanakama, you use the pasuk to teach me you have to say Kriyat Shema at night, which means you don't have a pasuk to teach me that there's going to be the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. But one second, the Rambam rules that mitzvos by definition have to be eternal. If there's a certain time in history that the mitzvah will not be obligatory upon us, that's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the 613 of staying in your house Pesach night because the Malach HaMavis is going and doing Makas Becharis. There's no Isser D'Araisa counted. Don't go out and collect the mun on Shabbos. That's temporary. That's a certain time in history. That's not eternal. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs have to be eternal. So says the Chazon Yecheskel, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not eternal. Because B'Yimos HaMashiach, it's not going to be a mitzvah. Because we paskin like the Tanakama that the Rambam paskins maskir and sees Mitzrayim balelos. So there's no mucker to teach me that it's going to be in the future, and maybe that's why the Rambam does not have it as a mitzvah. So that is very creative, but the Tzlach here points out that the Rambam himself, he does not think it suggests that. Why? Because if you look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, is there really a machlokas here? If you look in the Rav Bar Tanura, he quotes, the Bar Tanura seems to say this is a machlokas, fine. But if you look in the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, he seems to say that it's just a machlokas about how to darshan the psukim. Remuzim. Not bona fide halacha. What does it mean, Benzoma? What does that mean? That he didn't know the halacha? No. He didn't know where it's merumas in the pasuk. But not that that is the source for the din. And therefore, the Tzlach explains, according to the Rambam, you could paskin that there's a mitzvah at night, and there's a mitzvah, Yemos HaMashiach. They're not mutually exclusive. And therefore, according to that, you can't give that suggestion. There's no machlokas about this, says the Tzlach. And therefore, he doesn't quote the obviously that idea, but he says, because of this, I have a problem with the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam quote it? Right, so that's the Tzlach's ha'ara to reject that idea. The final answer given, and maybe this is the most straightforward answer in a sense, is if you look in the Rambam himself. This is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim. Or Soloveitchik quotes this from Reb Chaim. The Beis Yitzchak also quotes this in the Tshuvas. The Rambam, we might have mentioned this in the Dav Shir on Dav Beis. What is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Midaraisa. Right, what is it? The Ramban says first pasuk. Rashi on Dav Beis, first parsha. Tosfos on Dav Beis, even the second parsha. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, you know what the Kriyat Shema is? All three parshios. That's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. What does that mean? That the Rambam took the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and says it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Part of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven, is remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's Nechlal. It's one kiyum. It's one mitzvah. The Rambam's mefurish. The Rambam says, V'kriyos sholos parshios elu, I'll say there's there, he had nikres Kriyat Shema. Right after the Rambam says, we say the third parsha of Tzitzis, because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And there are even some rayas to this. If you look on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on Tamar's Daf, right, the Gemara there quotes that Rebbe used to give a shir, and he always used to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim somewhere in the shir. Somewhere in the shir, he mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's amazing. Try to fit in every topic that you ever give shir on, you know, to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara says here. Let me just find the line. The Kamahader, let me just find if I could find it. If not, I'll just mention it outside. Says the Third wide line. He was always mentioned something related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? In order to say, in order to say it bismana in its proper time. Yud Gimel Amid Beis. To mention Yitzias Mitzrayim bismana. What do you mean bismana? Rashi? Bisman Kriyashma. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim bisman Kriyashma. Why? Because it's part of the Kim of Kriyashma. Right? That's the Gemara. Or another raya could be if you look in the Birchas Yitzchak, Rabbi Emanuel Burstein here mentions another raya. If you look on the Gemara in a couple of dafim now, Tezvav Mabez. The Gemara says in the bottom of Tezvav Mabez, in the midst of Kriyashma, you have to make sure to leave Revach Bein Advekim. You have to make sure to leave space between two letters, right? Where the end of a word and the beginning of the next word have the same letter, Au Levavecha, right? You have to make sure to leave space. Right, that's part of the midst of Kriyas, right? To be very makpid. And the examples that are given by the Gemara, Al of Avchem, Bechol of Avcha, Esa Besadcha, Vavata Meira, Hakanaf, Psil. Some of the examples is in the third parsha of Kriyashma. What do you mean? The halacha of Revach Bein Advekim is only for the midst of Kriyashma. Oh, maybe that's an illusion that the parsha of Tzitzis, also the third parsha, is related. So that is why the Rambam does not quote it as a separate idea, because the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. According to this, then, like the Gemara was Meduyak, it would be subject to the same rules of Kriyashma. Bein Advekim, you'd have to say it in the proper time, right? And maybe Rav Salvechik writes here in the Rishima Shiurim, maybe that's why. The first two parshias of Kriyashma, what do you have to say for the first two parshias through the mitzvah? Those parshias. There's no Havamina otherwise. But the Gemara here on Yubez Mabez on today's daf has possibilities of putting in other parshios, right, that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mishkolos, Ribis. What's the Havamina? The answer is because the third parsha of Kriyashma is not a kiyum of Kriyashma per se. It's a kiyum of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which then piggybacks also as part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. But there might have been other parshios that we could have substituted for that one. We end up putting in the parsha of Tzitzis, which has all the elements. But that's why there's only a Havamina for that third section, because that wears two hats. The third parsha of Kriyashma is both the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as well as part of the kiyum of Kriyashma. Kabbalas Amalcha Shemayim is part of remembering that Hashem is all mitzvos. There's Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of that kiyum. Okay, we will stop here. I hope to give a shiur tomorrow. I'm not sure, but I hope to give a shiur at some point on tomorrow's daf as well.